where the beat goes on every day, day after day.
ABC.
Moving you through life with a musical beat, the bigger beat, the better beat. The beat goes on 77 Radio, WABC.
More and more people here, more and more music on 77 WABC.
Respect Your Elders by Laura Hurst.
Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop features an ever-changing playlist of jazz, easy listening, folk, folk pop, classic rock, indie, and privately released music on 78s, 7-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch vinyl, cassette tapes, 8-tracks, and even compact discs. At the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm bringing you music from the days of futures past. Let the musical journey begin.
Thank you.
got no time, got no mind for the line in my life. No time to think, time for sleep now, time to sink way into the blue.
Alexi Murdoch with The Blue Mind. Before that, a very mysterious band that released an album on the Grunt label back in the 1970s, the same label that released music by Jefferson Airplane, Papa John, Creech, and Hot Tuna. The band is called One, and that was a tune called Old English. And we started off with the Doobie Brothers, Another Park, Another Sunday. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's Saturday evening, most likely, where you are. I'm here every Saturday between 10 p.m. and midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Also being broadcast on WMNB, which is 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts. Welcome on board to the Thrift Shop, and I hope that you are enjoying the music. There's no genre, no agenda, but we do love low-power FM and community radio. So once in a while, you will hear, oh, I don't know, documentary about community radio or pirate radio or shortwave or even some old-time radio. So you never know what you're going to hear on any given episode of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Are you the sort of person who acts on impulse much of the time? It may mean then that your memories can be a little distorted. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
So at a broad level, we're trying to understand why impulsive people have a hard time following through on their goals.
Frank May is an assistant professor in the marketing department in the Pamplin College of Business at Virginia Tech.
Why do they eat junk food when they're trying to diet? Or why do they spend money when they're trying to save? Or why do they go to the party when they're trying to get an A in the class? And the way we're going to attack this question is through this notion of goal progress. Let's say you're on a diet, you're trying to lose a few pounds, and somebody offers you a piece of cheesecake. When is it okay to eat that cheesecake? It's okay to eat that cheesecake if you've been doing good on your diet, if you've made progress towards your goals, right? So for example, if it's been a long time since you've had cheesecake, or if the last few meals you've been eating were really low in calories, if you've been doing all those things, you can have this cheesecake and it doesn't derail your diet. Where memory comes into play is that we're finding that impulsive people, when they're faced with that cheesecake, distort memories of what they did in the past to kind of create progress to make eating the cheesecake okay. So if you put a piece of cheesecake in front of an impulsive person and ask, when was the last time you had cheesecake? They're going to say 17 years. Or how many calories was the last meal you ate? They're going to say, oh, they had like 50 calories. So they distort what they did in the past to create this progress so they could have the cheesecake now. In prior research, they kind of assume that memories of what people have done in the past are kind of stable. Whereas in our research, we're finding that memories of what they've done in the past are completely unstable. So when you're looking at people and they're pursuing their goals, you have to take into account what's happening in the present when asking them to evaluate what they've done in the past.
So hold off on that cheesecake, or not. We'll hear more about memory and self-deception in our next program. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Goodbye, rainbow, sun that made you burn your colors all away. Sunshine can be hard on me, and I need the night for fantasy and making up new rainbows for another day. California lady, talking to me softly. Already there's a tingle in my bones. She's saying that the night is ours. I'm thinking that we'll pass the hours pretending together that we're not alone. Goodbye, rainbow, sun that made you burn your colors all away. Sunshine can be hard on me, and I need the night for fantasy and making up new rainbows for another day. California lady, touching my back softly. Already there there's a tingle in my brain. The image that I used to be is yielding to another me, and it makes me want to hold you close again. I've seen rainbows, sun that made them burn their colors all away. Or did I make them in my mind? And if I did, then one more time I'll make another rainbow for another day. Goodbye, rainbow.
Goodbye, rainbow.
Goodbye, rainbow.
Scratching at the window, we must protect what is ours to drink. Your mother, your sister, the baby need water. You and I need water to drink. You stand in the shower, lay down in the bathtub. It's all the same when you get dry clean. Somebody pop the cork on the wet dream. All the water run down the drain. I remember there was a time we had so much water. We had guys going round, turn the water into wine. I remember there was a time we'd let the water run. The water ran away and left us high and dry. And those who didn't learn to die. Now they're scratching at the shack I live in, trying to get at my water supply. So, son, get your gun. They're scratching at the windows. We must protect what is ours to drink. Your mother, your sister, and the baby need water. You and I need water to drink. I remember there was a time we had so much water. We had guys going round, turn the water into wine. I remember there was a time we'd let the water run. The water ran away and left us high and dry.
Of times long ago. It's not your fault you couldn't really know. Funny ways and whims.
spoke what words could have said, but now it's dead, so very dead. I know that love can hurt, then why the tears? People with broken hearts can live for years. Somehow they acted strong, so we'll be right back.
throughout this world. I thank you, peaceful child, for that joy you give to me. For that joy you give to me.
Born in Brookline, Massachusetts, that was Mr. Scott Cunningham with a tune called Moonchild. Before that, the PTS, You Need Love. Then Scott Williams with He Is Gone. Before that, the John Wesley Dixon Band with High and Dry. We started off with Michael Dews and Goodbye Rainbow. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm going to take a quick look at what's happening in low-power FM around the United States. Some new low-power FM stations that have signed on the airwaves over the past month or so. In Florence Community, Arizona, KOHF is on the air at 101.1. It's bound to be an improvement over what we have here in New Hampshire at 101.1, which is basically head-banging rock music. In Moorhead, Minnesota, KWLJ is on the air at 90.7. Very, very cool. In Bellevue, Washington, KQES is on the air at 101.9. Brand new station. In Wilson, North Carolina, WJQY at 100.3, and in Corpus Christi, Texas, KPFE is on the air at 97.1. Lots of cool radio happening. Radio is alive and well in the 21st century.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Unfinished Song may well have been influenced by 2007's Young at Heart, a wonderful documentary that introduced us to an elderly choir singing modern-day pop songs. That film deserves a look itself. However, today's feature is a scripted drama joyously swimming in the same water. Arthur, played by old favorite Terrence Stamp, and Marion by perennial master Vanessa Redgrave, are long-married polar opposites. Arthur is as sour as Marion is joyous. He curses all the elements of the day while Marion revels in them, laughing all the way. But boy, do they love each other. Marion has joined a competitive senior choir, seeking the opportunity to express her own voice and share in the fun, while Arthur smokes his bitter fags and waits impatiently for practices or performances to end. When Marion passes away, Arthur is left in desolate isolation. Redemption comes in the form of the charming choir director who works to bring him into the fold of the choir community. Savvy? Sure. But we choose to emulate Marion, enjoying every moment of this lovely little film so full of the music and emotion craved by our senses. Unfinished Song. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Loud music, roaring jet engines, heavy construction, and other piercing sounds are often described as ear-splitting. And that's not far from the truth. They can destroy tiny hairs in the ear that detect sound waves, causing a hearing loss. And so far, there's no way to repair the damage. But researchers have found some cause for hope in the tentacles of the sea anemone. The tentacles are lined with thousands of tiny hair-like structures that sense vibrations from nearby prey. In essence, they hear a potential meal as it gets close, allowing them to prepare to grab it. Unlike the hairs in the ears of people and other mammals, though, damaged anemone hairs regenerate, and they do it in as little as a few minutes. Researchers at the University of Louisiana Lafayette looked into that process. They found that a coating of mucus on the tentacles contains a mixture of about 3 dozen proteins. Those proteins quickly restore damaged hairs. The researchers then tested the mixture on a species of fish. When those tests were successful, they moved on to mice. They soaked damaged hair bundles in the protein mixture for an hour. When they examined the hairs under a microscope, they found they'd regenerated. That suggests that similar treatment might restore lost hearing in other mammals, including people. But the research is still in its early stages, so there's a long way to go before proteins from the sea anemone can help anyone with noise-related hearing loss. Our writer-producer is Damon Benningfield, script coordinator Heather Herrick, audio engineer Shayna Brown. The executive producer is Lee Fuman. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
Do you love scratchy old 45s? Discovering rare LPs? Listening to an 8-track tape or a cassette? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
I see your bodies jumping. Everybody's having a good time. No one's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable? Kick off these shoes. While you're fixing me a drink, play me some of them down home blues. You see, I don't get out much on the town. Not the kind of girl that be running all around all night long. I've been keeping my cool. Tonight I'm gonna get my head bad and party on these down home blues. Hey, down home blues, down home blues. Now all I wanna hear was those down home blues all night long. Every other record or two, just take off those fast records, play me some of them down. Thank you.
All right, we're winding down this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. In that set, we heard The Three Souls with Herbie's Tune. Before that, the Tommy Palmer Trio with Swingin' the House Down Blues. Wait, Swingin' the Down Home Blues. Oh dear, it's getting late. And before that, we heard the amazing Roger Webb Sound from a Music to Wolf LP released back in 1971, Moonbird. And we started that set off with Caravan, Love Song with Flute. Well, this is DJ Frederick celebrating the magic of radio, past, present, and future. And I want to say thank you for listening. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.